You know, I've been hearing more and more about a thing called fake news.
Fake news.
I've seen people.
Gosh, every weekend I scroll through Facebook and I think, oh, well, this is interesting. And then I got to spend 10 minutes trying to figure out, is this legit? Is this story true? Is it partially true? I mean, how do you deal with that? Well, Barbara McCormick is the vice president of education at the Newseum, you know, that big museum on Pennsylvania Avenue up in Washington, right next to the Canadian Embassy. Man, it's a beautiful, beautiful, brand new way to put things on display. Well, they have created a fact finder to help people discern fake news. Barbara, how does this work?
Well, this is a great thematic suite of content put together with the influence of teachers and consumers of all ages. But it's a website filled with lesson plans, videos, multimedia exhibits, and maps, and infographics. So it's got a little bit of everything. In all, we have thousands of resources in our media literacy toolbox. So we've kind of taken the reporter's tools, and we've turned them into a little training moment, and we're sharing them now with consumers. So we've rated that toolbox and helping them become better investigators and better at sussing out the source of information, finding facts, and even being better producers and sharing of information.
Are there any the top three things that you should look for when you see something pop up in your news feed that might indicate that something is just not right about what you're looking at?
Yeah, I love to start with first, how does it make me feel? If I'm angry, if I'm over happy, if I'm sad, then that's my first check that I'm trying to be, perhaps I'm trying to be manipulated, motivated to do something, not necessarily, you know, for nefarious reasons. But then it's the first thing I do is then after that is check the source. When you introduced us here, you said, you know, it takes, a while to find the source. You know, it can take just a couple seconds to follow up on a source, and you should be able to identify it, where the information is coming from quickly. And if you cannot, there's a sign right there that it may not be reliable. And if you can't verify, then, you know, the next step, the thing that I recommend is just don't share it. If you don't know if it's quality information, then don't share it. Don't unsend it and send it out into the world.
One of the things that's frustrating for me is I'll see a survey or I'll see an assertion that something is truth, and it will be linked to some sort of study. And there's no way for me to verify whether the study is legit or not, or if the researchers were, you know, driven by some sort of philosophical belief that they were trying to come up with numbers that would validate them. How do I, you know, get through all of that to determine whether this is real or not?
Absolutely. Sometimes by doing a quick search on those facts, on those numbers, on that study, you can see if there's other studies out there that contradict that or support their claims. So that's a good place to start. But now we're talking, this is going to be a lot more of an investment than something quick that we normally give to information when we're on our smartphones. But yeah, we look for those facts that you can search. We look for quotes. We look for, names and numbers. And you search and try to verify it. Again, if you can't, then you don't share the information.
Now, I can almost imagine what the emails will say after we finish this interview. Because, you know, some of the folks who listen to the show, and I can't really blame them for being highly skeptical even of the trained journalist who work for established big media outlets, they really do think that a lot of these reporters are philosophically motivated themselves, and they'll choose stories, at the start of the day that will, at the end of the day, validate or invalidate people based on whether they like them and their political affiliation. What's your response to that?
Right. Well, the great news is Fact Finder helps consumers themselves identify bias. So their own bias and bias in reporting. There are lots of organizations out there doing great work. And you can use these tools to help you find those sources and make them your go-to on a daily basis. And not everything is motivated by bias. And while we're talking about that, it's really important to point out that, you know, mistakes in reporting, bias, and negative news, they are not fake news. They come with their own set of issues. But this term that we're using to question all the information out there, it's not fair. It's not fake. But again, we have tools on FactFinder that are going to help you identify bias and you to be more critical. And because the responsibility really should be, you know, with the consumer. Top-down solutions don't work. So finding those reliable sources, going to those on a daily basis, those can be your support system.
Yeah, I think it's incredibly important for the consumer to be smart. Let me ask you, too, though, if you're probably interacting with the next generation of journalists who are going to some of the finest schools in the country for this profession. Do you think they're being asked to scrutinize their own philosophical positions when they're looking for that first or second job? You know, like, you got to check your bias at the door. I'm wondering that as I interact with some of the younger people that I deal with in this role.
Yeah, and you know, I really do think it varies from school to school, professor to professor. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing some great examples of that. But I'm also seeing a generation that wants to do good. You know, with our millennials, that they want to do good things, they want to do great things, and they want to be inclusive. And so you know, their hearts, you know, are in the right place. And sometimes, you know, covering the free expression and that you know, desire to do good can be, you know, find themselves in conflict. So I do see a lot, though, that are working, you know, and doing a good job at getting at checking themselves when reporting information.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the challenge, isn't it? People who want to do
really
good, but
is.
then they actually wind up categorizing somebody else as doing bad, and that's
absolutely
the drama. Yeah. Hey, Barbara
exactly.
McCormick.
And then, thanks, John. Thank you so much for having me today.
We appreciate it. Barbara is the Vice President of Education at the Newseum in Washington, D.C., and always a pleasure to talk to you. Barbara McCormick, thanks.
Take care.